The Tosfot in Masechet Pesachim Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Tosfot Dibura Matril Shene'emar. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. Shene'emar Vayashkem Avraham Baboker. The Gemara said, why is it that now that we know that Or means at night, why is it that Bdikat Chametz has to be at night? If it's because of Zrizin, Nivdok Mitzafra, do it from the morning. Don't we see from the Mitzvah Brit Milah, and don't we see from the Pasuk Veshkem Avram Baboker that Zrizut is fulfilled if you do it in the morning? You don't have to go as far back as the night before. Let's see what Tosfot says here. Shene'emar Veshkem Avram Baboker V'im Tomar V'heichi Muchach Mehaikra. Vehechi muchach. Meiro, what does vehechi muchach mean? Vehechi muchach. And how is it proven? Okay? Vehechi muchach. And how is it proven? Mehai kra. From this pasuk, dizrizim makdimim la mitzvot. How do we prove from this pasuk of Vayashkem Avraham Baboker that zrizim makdimim la mitzvot ve'en makdimim tvei mitzafa? And we don't go back before the morning. That's what we're trying to prove here, right? We're trying to prove Zrizim Akdimim La Mitzvot does not go earlier than the morning. Tosfot says, how do you prove that from here? V'habe perek Gid Anashe in Masechet Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph Yalif Rabbi Abau Mehai Kra. Rabbi Abau uses this pasuk of Vayashkem Avram Baboker for a different limud. The Talmid Chacham Lo yetze yechidi balayla. Rabbi Abau uses this pasuk to say that we see from here a Talmid Chacham, if he needs to travel, he should not travel alone at night. In other words, like this. I don't think Tosfot means to ask only, how could you learn from here that the din of Zrizut when the pasuk is used for something else? That's not what Tosfot means. Tosfot means to ask, what did Rabbi Abau learn from this pasuk? That a Talmid Chacham should not walk outside alone when it is dark, when it is still nighttime. If that's the case, then how do you learn that Zrizin Makdimim is not before nighttime? Maybe Be'emet Zrizin Makdimim is by nighttime. Why is it that Avraham was only Vayashkem Avraham Baboker? Because there is a halacha that's stopping him. And that is, a Talmid Chacham lo yetze yechidi balayla. So the reason why Avraham did not go earlier is not because Zrizim only begins from the morning. The reason why he did not go earlier is because there is a separate problem, that a Talmid Chacham is not supposed to be going out yechidi balayla. So therefore, how is this pasuk used here in our Gemara as a proof that Zrizim makdimim la mitzvot is limited, it starts from the morning? Maybe it could be before. So in other words, when we're learning, the Gemara wants to learn from there to Bdikat Chametz. So maybe by Bdikat Chametz, the reason why you should have to do Ol Arbasar Bdikat Chametz at night is because of Zrizin Makdimim. What you'll ask me, from Vayashkem Avraham? No, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, he needed to travel, so he can't travel outside at night. But Bdikat Chametz is at home. It's not anything to do with travel. So maybe Zrizim is stretched out to the night. So what's the proof of the Gemara from this Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, which is written by Akedat Yitzchak? That's the question of Tosfot. So strong is this question. So look what Tosfot answers. V'yesh lomar, over here, the Gemara is proving from the pasuk of the Akedah. Over here, when we're dealing with Zrizim Akdimim La Mitzvot, Tosfot is telling us like this. This question is so strong that you have to learn that the pasuk of Vayashkem Avraham Baboker in Chulin is a different pasuk than the pasuk that we're learning here. over here, this Vayashkem that we have, Muchach Mikra de Akedah. The Gemara is learning it from the Pasuk of the Akedah. De lo haya nimna Avraham milatzet yechidi balayla. Since this is the Vayashkem that is written by Akedat Yitzchak, oh, we're learning from the case of Akedat Yitzchak. Oh, then Avraham would not have refrained from going at night if Zrizim Makdimim would dictate so. He would not have stopped himself from going out early, even from the nighttime. Why? Because there's no problem of Latzet Yechidi Balayla. There's a rule. When you're on your way to do a mitzvah, in Nam Nizokim, you're not going to get harmed. It's actually going to be something we will learn later on in Daf Chet. Shluchei mitzvah inam nizokim. So here he's going to do a mitzvah. He's going to do a mitzvah. He doesn't have to be worried about Talmid Chacham al Yetzei Yechidi Balayla. Right? So therefore, that's where we learn here. So why didn't he? So from here you see the reason why he didn't is because Rizim Akdimim La Mitzvot does not dictate, does not stretch out into the night. Ve'od, and another reason why he didn't have to worry, why it wouldn't be dangerous for him to go out yechidi, why this could be an exception to the halacha of Rabbi Abbahu, the shnei ne'arav ayu imo, he wasn't alone. He had two servants with him. He had the Yishmael, he had Eliezer, shnei ne'arav imo. So it's not yechidi. So because it's not yechidi, and also in addition, it's shluchei mitzvah, so when it says Veshkem Avram Baboker, it's not because this that he didn't go out at night earlier is not because of the Din of Rabbi Abbahu. The Din of Rabbi Abbahu does not apply in that Pasuk of the Akedah because of the two reasons we just mentioned. So therefore, it's a good proof to learn from here that if Zrizin Makdimim La Mitzvot would stretch out into the night, he would have left earlier. The fact that he didn't, we see that Zrizin does not stretch out. Whereas Rabbi Abbahu Vehata Muchach, where does he learn it from? Where does Rabbi Abbahu learn that Vayashkem teaches me that a Talmid Chacham lo yetzei yechidi balayla? Mi Vayashkem Avram v'aboker d'chtiv gabei Sedom. He's learning it from the other pasuk in Parashat earlier in Parashat Vayera, before the Akedat Yitzchak, where it talks to us about how he woke up in the morning and he looked to see if the city of Sedom, you know, how is it doing? You know, what's going on there? And then all of a sudden he sees it went up in smoke. So that over there it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, el amakom asher amad sham et penei Hashem, right? So the lo haya mitzvah, first of all, over there it wasn't a mitzvah. He wasn't told to go there. Ve'yechidi haya. And also he was alone. Why was he alone? Why didn't he take... Usually Avraham Avinu had people who accompanied him. Why wasn't he accompanied with anyone when he went out to see the demise of Sedom? Shelo ratza shir'u b'mapalatam shel Sedom. Because he did not want anyone to see the mapala of Sedom. See that? Avraham Avinu was a ish chesed. So he preferred that you don't see what happens. By the way, the Tosfot Rabbeinu Peretz says, or because he wanted to pray privately. Now that bothers me a little bit, because we know that pasuk in Sedom Vayashkem actually is referring to tefillah. El amakom asher amad sham. The Gemara learns en amida el alashon tefillah, that he got up to pray. We learned the halacha of kviut makom. We learned from there the din of, you know, having a makom kavua when you pray. So how could Tosfot say it's not a mitzvah? He went to pray. Why don't you have shluchei mitzvah there too? I guess what Tosfot means is, when do you have shluchei mitzvah? That's when it's a mitzvah of Hashem to go there. Meaning, if you're going to a place where you chose you're going to do a mitzvah there, that's not shluchei mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah means you're sent by the mitzvah to that place. That's why Tosfot said. So in other words, Avraham Avinu could have prayed elsewhere. The fact that he's going there to pray, that doesn't give him the protection of Shluchei Mitzvah Inam Nizokim, because as far as the prayer is concerned, he could have prayed at home. He didn't have to go there. That's his own volition. That's his own thing. So that's not Shluchei Mitzvah. Shluchei Mitzvah means the mitzvah is Sholeach you, sends you to that place. The mitzvah of tefillah is not sholeach him there. He chose, he wants to pray there. Okay, that's his own thing. But that's eno mitzvah. Whereas by Akedat Yitzchak, he was shluchi mitzvah. Hashem told him to go el amakom asher omar elecha, to the place which I will tell you. So the mitzvah was sending him there. That's where you could apply the protection of shluchi mitzvah in Amnizokim. It's a good chidush you just heard right now. I was just fresh off the press. No stop. Fresh off the press to impress. No? Anybody? Anybody home? I like that.
I cut out. I missed some of it.
I was bothered. Tosfot says that by the pasuk of Rabbi Abahu, you don't have the protection of Shluchei Mitzvah, because that's the pasuk that says that Avram went to pray by Sedom, you know, after the destruction of Sedom. And Amakom Asher Amad Sham. So how is it not a mitzvah? He went to pray. The answer is, pray, you could pray at home. Avram didn't have to go there to pray. Shluchei mitzvah in Amnizoki means that you have the protection of the mitzvah when the mitzvah is sending you to that place, where that's where you have to do it. Let's say like Akedat Yitzchak.
But can we say that to a certain extent you could see that, it says in the...
Therefore he was Yechidi. Tosfot says, why was he alone? Because he didn't want anyone to see Maparatam Shel Sedom. You don't have to see it. There's also a thing that Chazal say that only... that you not everybody has the right to see the downfall of ones of Reshaim or of the enemies. You have to have a zechut, right? Remember, Lot was saved only bizchut Avraham, and that's why he was told, "Don't look back, al tabet acharecha, don't look back." You're not supposed to look. Hashem li beozrai, the Gaon Vilna says, when Hashem saves me with my zechut, then va'ani er'eh besonei, then I have the right to look in the look at the downfall of my enemies, right? And this famous chidush that is found in the Mefarshim, the Ben Ishchai says it, and the Tosefet Bracha says it, and others. The Machloket in Parashat Noach, it says Tzohar Ta'aseh LaTeva. Hashem told him, make a tzohar. What's a tzohar? So one says, Rashi brings down two opinions. One says it's a window, and one says Even Yekara, a glowing stone to give light in the teva. So what's the machloket between the two opinions? So they say the machloket is depending on the first Rashi in Parashat Noach. That was Noach, was he a great, when it says, Tamimaya bedorotav, was he so great that even in Avraham's time he would be great, or only in his generation? Yesh dorshim leshevach, yesh dorshim legnai. So therefore, the two machlokot are connected. The one who holds the Shevach, that he was a big tzaddik and he was saved on his own merit, right? So therefore he had the right to look out the window and to see the downfall of the wicked of the generation. But according to the one that he wasn't so righteous, and he would not have been, as righteous, meaning comparatively speaking to Avram, he would not have been so great. So he didn't have the right necessarily to see, to actually witness it with his eyes, the downfall of the Reshaim. That's why it's not a window that he was told to make, rather a tzoha. That's a something that... So therefore, Tosfot says, maybe you could explain in that vein, Tosfot says, why did he go without anybody to accompany him, that they should not see Maparatam Shel Sedom? Maybe they're not worthy of seeing it. The Tosfot Rabbeinu Peretz says he didn't have anyone come with him because he wanted to pray Betzinah, he wanted to pray privately. Okay, Rabotai, take a look in the Sefer Har Erekedem. I sent you the pages today of Rav Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, in his Shiurim on Psachim. So, in Siman Gimel, it's on page He, the first page, Bedin Zrizin Makdimim Vivdikat Chametz. So, throughout this Siman, he explains the question and answer of the Gemara. So the first part explains the question. So we're going to focus on the question of the Gemara, Venivdok Mitzafa. Right? In Aleph, Veresh Psachim, Olu Yudalet, Bodkim et Echametz Loraner, Bagmara, Venivdok Beshit, Vechitem Zrizin Makdimim Mitzvot, Nivdok Mitzafa. The Gemara asks, if it's because of Zrizin Makdimim, let's do Bdikat Chametz from the morning. Dichtivu Bayom Hashmini, Mol Besar Olato. ותניא כל היום כולו כאשר למילה אלא שזריזים מקדימים למצוות שנאמר וישכם אברהם בבוקר. Right? So the Gemara says we see זריזים מקדימים is from the morning. Now, how do we see it? Ayen Rashi, if you were listening carefully to the words of Rashi, if you look closely in his Lashon, הרי היה ממילה וזריזותי דאברהם בעקדה. It's sort of the proof that זריזים is from the morning is we're learning it from a combination of both from Brit Milah and from Avraham's venture to do Akedat Yitzchak. De mikol makom lo yikdim me'alayla, that we see that as early as he was vayashkem, but it wasn't, he didn't go as early as the night. Deshma minah, so that's where we see the ikar din zrizin makdimim me'aboker, that the din of zrizin makdimim la mitzvot is from the morning, right? So that's the Gemara with Rashi. Ve'ayen bepnei Yeshua shetama. The Pnei Yeshua asks a question here. Ech efshar limod mimila she'en zrizut ela mitzafra velo balayla. How are we learning from Brit Milah that zrizin makdimim la mitzvot is only from beginning from the morning? It's not stretched back into the night. What's the proof from Milah? The Pnei Yeshua asks. Deshani Milah shemitzvata bayom bilvad. What's the proof? Brit Milah, the mitzvah of Brit Milah is only in the daytime. We learn from the words uvayom hashemini imol besar olato that it's only in the daytime. So what's shayach to do it earlier? So over there, the reason why he didn't do it earlier is because you're not supposed to do it earlier. The time of the mitzvah is in the morning. So how do you prove from there, oh, there's no zrizim akdim la mitzvot earlier than the morning? Lachen adin zrizim akdimim ubayom bilvad. When it comes to Brit Milah, the din of zrizin is from the morning. But how do you know to bdikat chametz? From where do you, how do you bring the ayat to bdikat chametz? Bdikat chametz, we don't have any set time necessarily until further iyun. But there's no, like, you know, bdikat chametz is supposed to only be done in the day. No, we don't know that. It could be done in the day, it could be done in the night. In fact, as it comes out in the Maskana, it's supposed to be done at night. Get that. But remember, we're learning in the Havamin of the Gemara now. In the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Gemara is trying to say that it's only because of, you know, if it's only because of Zrizin, then it should stop, it should start in the morning. And how do we know that? From Brit Milah. Maybe by Brit Milah, that's because that's when the mitzvah is. So how do you know to learn to bdikat chametz? V'hineh lichora kasheh biyoter. De'lo shayach klal mila balayla. De'mila psula balayla. In fact, the question should be stressed even more. Brit milah at night is pasul. You're not supposed to do brit milah at night. It's not valid. You're going to have to do atafat dam brit again if you do brit milah at night. So now, ach nir'eh de'areaya mima she'mashma. Now you could say that the proof of the Gemara is from what's mashma she'en tzarich gam lehachin tzorche mila me'alayla. See, from the Braita that tells us, that the Gemara brings down, that kol hayom kasher lemila, ela she'azrizim makdimim lamitzvot, what did the Braita say? All day long is kasher for bit mila, but the zrizim, the ones who are energetic in mitzvot, they do it in the morning. Shenema vayashkem Avraham. So pay attention first. So we see that from the Gemara that you don't even have to prepare for the mitzvah beforehand. Meaning even the tzorchei milah, you don't have to prepare. Because midemai tikra de vayashkem Avraham baboker, from the fact that it brings me the pasuk vayashkem Avraham baboker. So hare de kol adin zrizut ben bemila atzma, ben betzorchei hamila umachshireha. We see that the din of zrizut, whether in the mitzvah itself or in the preparations of the needs, you know, the getting of the tools together and everything, hurak me'ayom, that's also only from the morning. Because Avraham Avinu, you know, you see that vayashkem Avraham, that's when he even began just the preparations, right? The traveling. So from the fact that the Braita is learning that to Brit Milah, so we see even when it comes to Brit Milah, yeah, I know you can't actually do the act of the Brit Milah in the daytime, but you could prepare from the nighttime everything that's needed, so that right by nets you could do the Brit Milah. We don't see, it's mashma from the Braita, that's not necessary. So we see from here, that's the proof that when it comes to bidikat chametz also, you don't have to go earlier than in the morning. But again, the question is bigger than the answer. The question here is, right? How are you learning? What's the proof from Brit Milah? The time of the mitzvah of Brit Milah is from the morning. So Zrizin Makdimim is Shayach only from the morning. How do you prove to Bidikat Chametz? Let's learn the second paragraph where he explains the question even better, even further. V'chen yesh litmo amare haya me'akedah. Even the proof from the Akedah also needs explanation. Halo Yitzchak haya korban ola. What was Avraham Avinu going to do here? It was like he's going to bring a korban, right? It had all the ramifications, all the trimmings, all the dinim of a korban, all the halachot of a korban, right? Bekorbanot en kerevim ela bayom. There is a very well-known halacha when it comes to korbanot. A korban cannot be offered at night. It's only offered in the daytime. Kedeita v'megillah, as the Gemara in Megillah tells us on Daf Kaf Amud Bet and elsewhere. We learn from the pasuk uviyom zivchachem that the zivachim, the korbanot, are only in the yom, only in the daytime. So then, once again, lachen gam adin zrizut be'akedat Yitzchak. So that even the zrizut of akedat Yitzchak mitlatali is dependent begidrei hamitzvah atzma. It's limited to the limitations of the mitzvah. So kevan shehamitzvah in zmanai labayom, since the mitzvah is only from the morning, gam hazrizut inai labayom. The zrizut is also in the day. Dazrizut b'mitzvah hi kiyum be'ikar ha-mitzvah v'chelek mechelkei ha-mitzvah hi. Here's the key line. This is what he's going to develop in the continuation of the shiur. You see, I'll already bring it up. This concept of zrizim makdimim la-mitzvot, right? The Rav is saying over here, apparently it seems that the din of zrizim makdimim is within the parameters of the mitzvah. In other words, the parameters of the mitzvah of Brit Milah is from Alot HaShachar, right, until Shkia. That's the only time that Brit Milah can be valid, right? Those are the parameters, the limitations, the limits, the boundaries of the mitzvah. Zrizim makdimim la-mitzvot apparently works within those parameters, which means like this. Instead of procrastinating it and doing the Brit Milah at 2 o'clock, make sure you do it as early as possible from Alot HaShachar. Zrizim makdimim la-mitzvot means in the din of the mitzvah, in the time frame of the mitzvah, be zariz, be quick, be energetic. You see, there is another way to look at zrizim, and that is run towards the mitzvah. Get ready earlier than required, right? See, let's give a mashal. Let's say coming to a shiur of Torah, right? Let's say you have Seder, you have Shi'u. So, what's the there's a din also of Zrizin Makdimim La Mitzvot. A person who's Zariz is Makdim to the Mitzvah. Now, what does the Makdim mean here? So, one way is, what's the time of the Seder? 1 o'clock to 2:30. So, 1 o'clock to 2:30 it is. You can't come 1:05. Zrizim makdimi means to be makdim to the time, the earliest time of the shiur. What's the earliest time of the shiur? 1 o'clock. So zrizim makdimi means to be there for 1 o'clock. But some people will say, there's another aspect of zrizim makdimi la mitzvot, to be earlier. You're so energetic about the mitzvah, you come 5 minutes earlier to the shiur, right? So, bepashtut, the Rav is saying over here, zrizim makdimim la mitzvot does not mean to come earlier than the parameters of the mitzvah. It means that once the time of the mitzvah begins, be there. That's called makdim la mitzvot. So therefore, what's the reaya from Akedat Yitzchak? Akedat Yitzchak has a din of korban. Korban is just like Brit Milah has the halacha that it's only in the daytime. En zmana ela bayom. So gam hazrizut enai la bayom. So the zrizut of the mitzvah of korban is when? Is the earliest point of Yom. Because Rizut is a chelek mechelkei mitzvah. It's a part of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. Part of fulfilling the mitzvah is to be zariz. Kemo adin shel chaviva mitzvah b'sha'ata, like the concept of chaviva mitzvah b'sha'ata, that there is a preciousness to the mitzvah in its time. To do the mitzvah in its time, not out of its time. Im kenena noheg yedera bizman ha-mitzvah. So zrizut is only noheg in the time of the mitzvah. ואם המצווה נוהגת רק ביום, גם הזריזות נוהגת רק ביום. מה שאין כן בדיקת חמץ שאין לה זמן מיוחד. Apparently, בדיקת חמץ, it does not have specific parameters. שפיר שייך להקדים מהלילה. So therefore, it begs to come back to the question that you could still do בדיקת חמץ earlier. What's the proof from עקדת יצחק? What's the proof from ברית מילה? That you should ונבדוק מצפרה, that the בדיקת חמץ should be מצפרה? No. What do you mean? By Akedah, by Brit Milah, the time frame of the mitzvah is from the beginning of the day. So the Zrizin is from the beginning of the day. Whereas Masha'enken, by Bdikat Chametz, there is no time frame, Lecha'ora. There is no time frame to the mitzvah of Bdikat Chametz, only in the day, only in the 14th. You could do it before too. So once there's no time frame, so maybe mitzad zrizim, it should stretch out into the nighttime. What's the proof? What's the Gemara's kushya from Brit Milah or from the Akedah? That's the question here. Ubehemet yesh lach kor bazeh, he says. Behemet, that's a chakira to have here. In the din of zrizim makdimim la-mitzvot, im hadin havi chelek mechelkei ha-mitzvah. Is it true? This that we just said, that the din of zrizut is part of the mitzvah itself. It's not a precursor to the mitzvah. It's not a, how do you, it's not pre-mitzvah. It's within, it's part of the mitzvah. Do we say that? Ke'en hadechazina negabe, k'ter chalavim bimnachot. Like we find in regards to bringing the fats of the menachot, the chalavim, on the mizbeach. We see in the Gemara Masechet Menachot Afayin Bet that due to the concept of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Sha'ata, so the Ekter Chalavim and Emurim is Doche Shabbat. Let's say a person brought a Korban on Friday, on Erev Shabbat. So the Ekter Chalavim, when do you burn the Chalavim and Emurim? So you could do it at night, right? As the first Mishnah in Masechet Brachot says, Hekter Chalavim Ve'Evarim, Mitzvatan Ad She'Yale Amud HaShachar. It's till the night, right? So let's say it's Friday. So can I put them on the Mizbeach Friday night? Chaura, it's Shabbat. You're not supposed to like burn stuff for nothing. If you could do it earlier, you could do it earlier. So the Gemara says there, it's Doche Shabbat. It pushes off Shabbat. Why? Because Chaviv HaMitzvah B'Sha'ata, to do a mitzvah in its time, is important. So what do we see from here? That zrizin makdimim la mitzvot is a halacha in the mitzvah itself, right? That's how it has the power to be dochei Shabbat. Or do we say that zrizin makdimim la mitzvah is only like the attitude towards the mitzvah? It's a show of love for the mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah itself. You understand the chakira? I want you to think this over, Rabotai. Think over the two tzadim that the Rav is saying over here. Is rizim makdimim la mitzvot an intricate, an integral or intricate, I don't know which word is more correct here, intrinsic to the mitzvah itself? Is it part of the mitzvah itself? The mitzvah has to be done bizrizut. The mitzvah has to be done in timely fashion. Is that what zrizin is? The din of zrizin makdimim la mitzvot? Or it's a side, it's a bonus. The mitzvah is as is. You want to do the mitzvah in a bonus way, zrizim makdimim lanzot. Do it in, you know, with alacrity. Ve'inei maken, if we go like the second side, that it's a separate adage, you know, to the mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah. It's an added extracurricular show of love to the mitzvah. If that's the case, yesh lehavin shapir kushiyat gemara. So then we can understand very well the kushiyah of the gemara. The haredin zrizin makdimim havidin bifnei atzma. Kemitzvah bifnei atzma. The din of zrizin is like a separate mitzvah in itself. It's not part of the mitzvah. ומכל מקום אין מקדימים ממכשירי מילה מהלילה. And yet we see that you don't have to, you know, prepare the makshirin, the necessities of Brit Milah. You don't have to prepare them from the night. V'chein Avraham lo ishkim la'akedah me'alayla. We see that he didn't get up in the morning. Why didn't he? See, if it's part of the mitzvah, so then we understand why he didn't, because the mitzvah didn't start yet. But if it's something that is separate from the mitzvah, a show of zrizut, of an attitude of zrizut towards the mitzvah, how come he didn't get up early at night? How come Brit Milah should not be all prepared early at night? From here we see, that's where the Gemara brings proof that the idea of Zrizim Akdimim La Mitzvot begins with Ashkama in the morning. That's it. Hare Diyesh Shi'ur La Akdama. We see there is a shiur, there is a limit to the Zrizim Akdimim, the Einot Femi, Bitzafra, not more, doesn't stretch out more than the morning. Imken Wadini Inam Vidikat Chametz, Sagim Yivdok Mitzafra. Therefore the question is understood. Vidikat Chametz also, why should I wake up earlier than the morning? Why should I do it earlier than the morning? That's the proof. See, if we're learning, if you learn that Zrizin Makdimim La Mitzvot is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself, so then the kushya is, what is the Gemara asking from Brit Milah and Akedat Yitzchak to Bidikat Chametz? It's two different time frames of a mitzvah. What does that have to do with anything? But if you tell me that Zrizin Makdimim La Mitzvot is not part of the mitzvah, it's an attitude, it's a show of love to the mitzvah that can be mitkayem beforehand. So then we have ample proof, we have a good proof from Akedah and Brit Milah. We see that by Brit Milah and by Akedah, there is no reason to prepare before the morning. So that shows me that the attitude of Zrizin Makdimim La Mitzvot is not necessary before the morning. So by Bdikat Chametz also. However, he's going to show us that really the truth of the matter is that the din of Zrizin is part of the mitzvah. And if it's part of the mitzvah, then we're back to the question. What's the question of the Gemara from Brit Milah to Bedikat Chametz? And so he's going to go on later to show us that the mitzvah of Bedika also has a time frame. It also has a time frame where it was shayach to have avamina that it should start only in the morning. But I want to do that with you nicely. So we will stop here by the words ach be'emet. And we will continue from there. Yes, Shachar.